The first barrier to hearing God is resistance. The second is hurry. The third is busyness. Busyness, you can get so distracted and so busy, you don't have time to hear God. I used to have a sign up in my office that said, "Beware of the barrenness of a busy life." A lot of people confuse activity with productivity, and they're not the same. You can be always on the go, but you're going in circles.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called, Can You Hear Me Now? In these lessons, we'll learn how to truly discern the Lord's voice in the midst of a world full of distractions. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a powerful tool that will help you get answers to life's most difficult questions. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. If you want, you can just text the word daily to 99000. That's the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called God Wants to Talk to You.
Now, on a farm, between the rows of vegetables, there are footpaths. You've seen these. They're footpaths that the workers walk through when they're picking the strawberries or whatever, the corn. There's a path between each row of whatever you're growing. And as workers would walk down this pathway, many, many times, it becomes trampled down, the soil becomes compacted, it gets really hard, and if by accident some of that seed that the farmer's thrown out there happens to land on the hard, compacted soil of the footpath, there's no way it's going to sprout. It's not going to take root. It's not going to get under. It just lays on the surface until a bird comes along and eats it away. It never gets a chance to sprout. Now, Jesus gives us the meaning of this down in verse 12. He says there, those along the footpath are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes along and takes away the word from their heart so they cannot believe and be saved. Now, there are two characteristics of a footpath. It's hardened and it's narrow. Do you know any minds like that? Yeah, I know a lot of people who have a closed mind, a hard heart, and a narrow view of life. And they're very, very close to even the possibility of God in their life. I don't need God. I don't want God. I don't even know if I believe in God. And they are so closed mind, the seed God can never get through to talk to them. The point is, sometimes we don't even give God a chance. Our minds are made up. Our hearts are hardened. We're unwilling to listen. So this first kind of soil, you might write this down, the hard soil represents a closed mind. The hard soil represents a closed mind. Now, what causes us to have a closed mind? Let me give you the three major mental blocks that keep people from hearing God. There are three mental blocks. You can just write these down wherever you can on the outline. Number one is pride. Pride. I say, I can handle this myself. I don't need anybody else. I certainly don't need God. I can figure it all out. I don't need his help. And so why even pray? Pride causes me to close my mind to God. Second, fear. A lot of people are closed to God because they're afraid of what he might say. And they're running from God out of fear. They're scared to death. What if God asked me to do something I don't want to do? What if he asked me to do something that's too hard? What if he tells me something I don't like? And so out of fear, I shut my mind down. What if I open my mind to God and he turns me into a religious fanatic? And all of a sudden I have to wear polyester and big hair and say, baby, and praise the Lord, and, you know, out foul spirit of nicotine, and, you know, what if all of a sudden, he makes me goofy or something? I don't want to be goofy. What if all of a sudden God takes away all my fun? What if all of a sudden God takes away all my freedom? And so I'm scared. And so I close my mind down. Pride, fear. The third one is bitterness. Bitterness causes people to close their hearts and minds to God. Resentment. You're going to be hurt in life, folks, sometimes intentionally and sometimes unintentionally. That's the fact of life. You're going to be hurt. What you do with that hurt makes the difference. And when you hold on to a hurt and you keep going on and on in your mind, what you tend to do is you tend to shift the blame from the person who hurt you to God. And all of a sudden you're blaming God for the person who hurt you. God didn't hurt you. It was that person who did. But you shift the blame to God, and all of a sudden, I don't like God. And you're mad at God. And whenever you hold on to a hurt, your heart grows hard and cold, and you become defensive. And even God's love can't get through to you. Now, some of you have been hurt very, very badly. You've been betrayed. Some of you have been misled. Some of you have been abused physically or emotionally or verbally. Some of you have been rejected. You've been hurt by a former girlfriend or boyfriend or an ex-husband or wife. Or you even did somebody in the name of Christianity said something to you. A so-called Christian hurt you. And those things pile up in our lives. And I'd like to say two things to you. First, as your pastor, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you hurt. And God is too. And God grieves with you, and God hurt when you hurt, because God hates to see his children hurt. But it's a free world where people choose to do wrong, and when that happens, people get hurt. And I am sorry, and I grieve with you, and I would say, don't turn from him, turn to him. I don't know why, but when we get hurt, sometimes we turn away from the only person who can help us, God. I don't know why, but we do. And we pull into a shell, we harden our hearts and close our minds, and we get hurt and hurt, and the bitterness makes our heart grow cold, and we turn from God instead of turning to the very one who can comfort us. So I'd say, turn to God. The second thing I would say is, never let somebody else's sin keep you from God.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called God Wants to Talk to You from our series called Can You Hear Me Now? The second half of today's study is coming up next.
How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that faced the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away. You can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, in each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
You see, the tragedy of a closed mind and a hard heart is it's barren. Like a moonscape, nothing can grow there, nothing could live there. And even if a little seed does happen to fall on a closed mind or a hardened heart, it can't sprout. And the person who has a closed mind is not really living, they're existing. They are hard-hearted, they cannot live because the seed can't take root. And nothing grows and nothing lives in that kind of life. A bitter life is a wasted life, and it just perpetuates the pain. Jesus said the birds come along, they just eat the seed. He says, you know, this kind of life, it's for the birds. It's for the birds. It's useless. It's worthless. Now, what's the smart response? Well, look at the next verse. The Bible says this. get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept, circle those two words, humbly accept the message God has planted in your hearts. For it is strong enough to save your soul. Humbly accept. That's the opposite of a closed mind. It's an open mind. God, I can't do it on my own. I can't figure it out on my own. The ways I've tried haven't worked. So I am going to listen to you. I'm going to humbly open up my life to the possibility of God. Okay, number two. First, you cultivate an open mind. Second, if you want to hear God speak to you, you've got to allocate time to listen. Cultivate an open mind, allocate time to listen. That means you got to slow down. You've got to make time to be quiet. You've got to put it in your schedule so you have time to hear God speak. Now, the first barrier to hearing God speak is resistance, but the second barrier to hearing God speak is hurry. Are any of you familiar with this word? Hurry. When we lived hurried lives, God gets shuffled to the sidelines of our lives. God gets shortchanged. We're always in a hurry. You say, God, I want to hear from you. Speak, God, but I only got 5 minutes. Quick. God says, I think I'll pass on this one. You see, God wants more than your leftovers. God wants more than your shortchanging spare moments. Like, well, I got a few moments here. Okay, how, God? Talk to me. Quick. No, God wants to be the center of your life. And the way you prove that He's the center of your life is you allocate time to listen. God, it's important enough to me to put it in my schedule. Now, here's the second kind of soil that Jesus talks about. And in Luke 8, 6, He says, other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed, this seed, began to grow, but it soon withered and died for lack of moisture. Now, in Israel, I don't know if you've ever been there, but in Israel, much of the country is a thin layer of topsoil over a bedrock of limestone. It's not a really fertile country. It's not like America, where we have really deep topsoil in a lot of our areas. Israel is just a little thin layer of topsoil over a bedrock of limestone. So you plant something on this rocky soil, and the seed sprouts, but it can't get deep roots, and so it withers and dies. It doesn't last very long. Now, in verse 13, he says this. Here's what it represents. The rocky soil represents those who hear the message with joy, but like young plants in such soil, their roots don't go very deep. They believe for a while, but they wilt when the hot winds of testing blow. Now, Jesus says the second kind of soil, the shallow soil, represents a superficial mind. A superficial mind. You know, sometimes we react superficially to God's word. We get excited. We react emotionally. We're moved impulsively. But we don't let God's word sink into the bedrock of our personality. And so there's no real change. It's just kind of an emotional reaction. There's no real change because it doesn't sink into the bedrock of our personality. I wish I had a dollar for every time I've been out on the patio in the last 24 years, and people will come up to me sincere with tears in their eyes saying, oh, Pastor Rick, I was so moved by the service today. I was really touched. And of course, I'm always happy that God touches people and speaks to them like that. But on some people, sometimes I'll see them a month or two later, there's no change in their life. They're still going down the same path. They're not any different. They were thrilled, but not transformed. They were emotionally moved, but they didn't do anything about it. They are superficial people. And they don't have any depth because they won't let the word penetrate the bedrock of their personality. Now, notice here in this verse it says, they receive the word with joy. You might circle that. Okay, I mean, they're through, wow, that was a great service. Man, that was good. But you walk out the door and you forget it immediately. Okay? And you never allow the word to penetrate. Why does that happen? I'll tell you why. Because we forget what we hear. The United States Air Force did a study and discovered that we forget 95% of everything we hear within 72 hours. Now, as a pastor, that is an incredibly depressing statistic. I work all week to get you these pearls of wisdom to pass out to you to change your life, knowing that by Wednesday you've forgotten it all. That's why we have these things. Because I want it to last a little bit longer than 72 hours. And that's why if you write something down, you remember it a little bit longer. And then later you can take it and review it, and you can look over it, and you can put it on your windshield. Not your windshield, I hope. Sorry, Mr. Highway Patrol, my pastor told me to put this on the windshield. You can put it on your refrigerator door or, you know, your bathroom mirror. Or, you know, I know a family who every Sunday after service, they go home and they have a family barbecue. And everybody pulls out their outline. They got three kids. And they say, okay, what did you learn today? What do we need to work on? What difference is this going to? And they review it. So it's not just in one ear and out the other and let's go to Chili's. Not a bad idea. Now, notice it says right here, it says that these people have shallow roots. Like young plants in such soil, their roots don't go very deep. These are not deep people. They're shallow. They're superficial people. They believe for a while. You know what they are? They're fair weather believers. They believe for a while, but when the hot winds of testing blow, you know, they're wither. They're superficial commitment. And when problems come and when the heat's on, they dry up and blow away. Now, how do you grow beyond superficiality? How do you stop being a superficial person? How do you get spiritual depth in your life? How can you become a deep person? How do you develop spiritual roots? Well, there are two very practical ways. And every one of you can do these, and I talk about them all the time. And some of you are getting tired of talking about them because you're doing them. They say, when are you going to stop talking about these two things? When everybody's doing them. Because these are the two ways you stop being a superficial person and you become a spiritually deep person. Here they are. You might write them down. Number one, schedule a daily time with God. Schedule a daily time with God. It can be 10 minutes, 15 minutes. We call it a quiet time. And in a quiet time, you sit down, you read the Bible for a little bit, and you talk to God for a little bit in prayer, and you sit and you be quiet and you listen to God and say, God, is there anything you want to say to me through the Word or anything? And maybe you review your notes from the weekend, and maybe you journal a little bit. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter. You can vary it. But you just have to make time to listen to God and say, God, is there anything you want to say to me today? And then you read His Word. And you just do that on a daily basis. I don't know anything that will build spiritual roots faster than a daily time with God. The second thing that will help you build, not be superficial, but grow deeper, is join a weekly small group. Everybody needs to be in a weekly small group. That's where God can speak to you through other people because, you know, in a crowd like this and in all our venues, we can't discuss what I'm talking about. As I'm talking, you go, yeah, but what about this? Well, you can do that in a group. And that's where you learn. And, well, what about this? And you have interaction. You don't learn when it's just sit still while I instill. You learn when you talk it out. Hebrews 10:25 says this, don't give up the habit of meeting together. Instead, let us encourage one another. Notice it ought to be a habit. Now, you know how we have testimonies here at Saddleback Church? This week, I'm the testimony. And I want to say to you, small groups are essential for my spiritual life. My small group, God speaks to me through my small group on a regular basis. Now, I've been a pastor for, 25 years, and I've been a Christian for over 40 years, and I still need a small group. Don't you think you need one? In fact, I've discovered that when I least feel like going, when I'm most tired, most stressed out, I don't have time for it today, that's when I need it the most. When I least feel like going to my small group, that's when I go, and my group feeds me, ministers to me, and God speaks to me through my small group on a regular basis. Now, some of you are going through a tough time right now. You're going through a financial crisis or a health crisis, or you're going through a relational crisis, you especially need to be in a small group. Because if you listen to the Lord, He'll bring you through it. If you want to hear God's voice, you have to cultivate an open mind. You have to allocate time to listen. Number three, you must eliminate the distractions. Eliminate the distractions. You can't hear God when your mind is crowded with other thoughts. When your mind is crowded with worries and concerns and anxieties, when your mind is filled with your plans, your to-do list, what do you got to do next, what you haven't done yet, what you should have done but didn't do. You can't hear God when your mind is filled with your dreams, your plans, your ambitions, your activities. When your mind is filled with television, with radio, with your BlackBerry, with the internet, with your Palm Pilot, with your cell phone, when all this noise is going on, you're not going to hear God. Now, this is the third kind of soil. Jesus calls it the soil with weeds. And in Luke 8, 7, he says, other seed fell in the weeds, and the weeds grew with it and strangled it. Now, notice, in this soil, actually, the seed does get to sprout, and it actually starts growing. But after a while, it gets choked by the weeds, so it never bears fruit. And in verse 14, he tells us the meaning of this. The seed that fell among the weeds stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries and riches and pleasures, and they don't mature. Now, circle the phrase, as they go. Are you always on the go? Then you're going to fall prey to this one. You see, the first barrier to hearing God is resistance. The second is hurry. The third is busyness. Busyness, you can get so distracted and so busy, you don't have time to hear God. I used to have a sign up in my office that said, "Beware of the barrenness of a busy life." A lot of people confuse activity with productivity, and they're not the same. You can be always on the go, but you're going in circles. You're going in circles.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again and to find out more about this ministry, or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? Well, in his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, so you can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, in each of these studies, you'll discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or just call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
You were made by God and you were made for God. And until you understand that, life is never going to make sense. But once you understand how much God loves you, your life will never be the same. God created you for a unique mission on this earth, and He wants you to complete it, and nobody else can complete it for you. So think about that today. Say, God, what do you want to do with my life? Thanks for listening today, and join me again next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.